the softly, gently close physical eyes. And bring your consciousness onto your breathing. First, just observe a tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling at all, just observe. So meditation is truly a shortcut to reach our own holiness, our truth, our spirit, and source of love, and our ego is deadly scared at it. So during a meditation, we see so many mind chatters or physical uncomfortableness or feeling bored and thinking so many other things. They are all fear, comes from fear. So it doesn't seem like a fear, but it's from fear because only love exists, and other illusion is all fear. So anything happened to you, it's from ego's fear. So don't fight against it. Just simply let it go. So observe breathing, and if your consciousness is off from breathing, gently bring it back to the breathing. And now let's go to deeper breathing. Breathe with abdomen. So breathe in deeply and expand your abdomen. And slowly, steadily breathe out, and your abdomen is shrinking. So observe your abdomen's movement. So expand and shrink and expand and shrink, and your diaphragm is up and down. So it's kind of exercise of diaphragm and mind training to stay this observation and understanding that we don't need to be scared at fear. Fear is fear. Fear is illusion. Any kind of fear is fine. The same mind, continue to observe breathing. Observe your abdomen. Observe your diaphragm. And slowly come back to normal breathing and relax. We usually believe that you are upset because something happened to you. Someone did something bad to you. Some bad event happened to you. That's why you are upset, but it's not true. The reason why you are upset is you set up your mind, then perceive something, then you upset. So you set up and upset. Set up first and upset after. Set up, upset, set up, upset. This is your drama. It's our ego's drama. So today, first, how much ability to set up our mind we have? We check it. So easily, you can think of the situation that you were in the beautiful beach. Sunny, peaceful, and hot beach. Maybe you are walking on the sand. Imagine you are in the beach. Try to visualize you are in the beach. Listen to the sound. Feel the sunshine and the hot sensation on your soles. Look at the ocean. Look at palm trees. So if you visualize this very well, your physical system follows your mind. So probably the temperature is up, and the energy, everything is changed. Okay, come back to this room. Okay, next. In your imagination, go back to your bed. Lie down comfortably. Feel it. Feel the pillows and the sheets, the temperature, going to come back to this room. Let me do a few more same kind of exercise. This time, imagine there is one Lama in front of you. Have you met the animal Lama? Maybe not, but maybe you know what Lama is. So Lama is in front of you, and it is looking at you. So look at the Lama, and maybe you can touch it, feel it, feel the spirit of Lama, feel love, feel the tender, gentleness, maybe smell. And now Lama is gone. This time, deer appeared. Small deer appeared, and the deer is approaching you. And amazingly, the deer come to your knees and put his or her chin onto your knee. So sweet. So feel it. Deer is looking at you. Deer shows you their complete trust. No fear. Then now deer is gone, come back to the room. How about tasting lemon? You bite lemon and feel the inside of your mouth. Everyone of us here can taste lemon easily. How about apple? Can you bite apple and taste it? Maybe even you can distinguish the depends on the kind of apple. Macintosh, Fuji, and taste different. See, we can set up our mind so freely. So we can set up our mind with embarrassment, hostility, pain, worry, and that mind perceives things. Okay, this time, let's try this. We made a mudra. So now, two fingers are pointed out. So fingers now point to the up. So you can just twist your wrist, and two fingers is pointing up. So then you put your hand in front of the abdomen, meaning kind of in front of the third chakra. And observe your sensation and feeling. Okay, now slowly bring your hand up to your chest. So when your hand is in front of your chest, you might feel differently. So compare you down to your third chakra and up to your fourth chakra. Can you sense the difference? And how about even more up to the throat chakra? Yeah, different. Then in front of the third eye, and seventh chakra. See different. So where is the most comfortable or excited for you? So you can check, and the most comfortable, peaceful, or kind of attracted, striking position for you. So our sensation, our state of mind, is so easily changed. We can change. See, very different. And now put the hand back on your lap and relax again. So now, using this great power of imagination, it's time to visualize a holiness, almighty, pure, sweet holiness. Holy Spirit is in you. Imagine pure light is in you, probably in your chest area. Maybe solar plexus area. Anywhere where you comfortably can imagine. So feel it, pure light. Tender love, unconditional love, so soft and so strong. So soft because it never attacks, never criticizes, never gives you any order. But it's strong because it's almighty. No fear. So imagine the pure light in you and observe the sensation of your body and mind. And this pure holiness always is whispering to you. Always leads you, guides you, and protects you, and lets you be a miracle being. Let you be a truly helpful being. So listen to the voice. It said, I'm here. I'm here with you. So listen to the voice. I'm here with you. So this is the mind we like to set up every day, every morning, every night. We like to set up this one. So with this holiness, with this Almighty, with this love, we perceive everything. So let's try just one thing. Pick up one person whom bothering you or whom you are worrying about, whom you really care. So look at that person with your inner eye, with this mind, with this holiness. Your body system doesn't need to be tense. With a different setup mind, whenever you see this person, your reaction is just as if you look at some snake or lion in front. But now you look at this person with this holy, compassionate eye. your body system, your mind, everything is so peaceful. Only this mind with Holy Spirit can increase the sense of love and confidence, comfortableness, and the sense of safety and peace. And it truly changed the direction of your life. So keep the feeling of the light, holiness in you, and say to yourself, there is nothing to fear. If you spend a day with this mantra, there is nothing to fear. So your experience will be very different and lovely. You can't stop smiling. So keep it. This Holy Spirit is with you always, always. Don't forget. Okay, with this holiness, maybe tell the holiness, thank you. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for guiding me. Then slowly put your head down and come out of meditation. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. We are going to